Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. There will be no... man of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord, word of God, word of life. A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that none of you can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanus. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The gospel of the Lord. Today, the church picks up the story of Jesus again from Matthew. Last week, we were reading from John's gospel. And so between the baptism of Jesus a couple of weeks ago and this moment with, well, the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus has made a 40-day retreat in the desert. The wilderness space represents a place of formation, a place of identity and clarity. And wilderness spaces are also always spaces that bring a risk to life. And so in this, we hear a compression of time in substantial ways. Now, John the Baptizer's arrest precipitates Jesus striking out on his own in ministry. Now, some commentators note that Jesus had followed, well, John and his teachings. For Jesus, then, as a disciple of John, then the arrest would fundamentally shift the community and relationship. Jesus leaves where he had been with John and had been in that community. Matthew's gospel continually points to ways that Jesus' story fulfills scripture expectations for the Messiah. Indeed, Jesus echoes John's proclamation, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Jesus has left Nazareth and moved to Capernaum. Perhaps it had become too dangerous in Nazareth. As Jesus begins his ministry, he starts gathering a community. This community commits itself to the kingdom of heaven come near. Almost all commentators note that what Jesus seeks to form stands in opposition to human institutions, both religious and political. And so the question remains, what does the kingdom of heaven look like in the church today? Within this congregation, many talk about welcoming all people. Others talk about Jesus' call to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and care for the sick and the imprisoned. As one member puts it, it's really pretty clear. Others talk about fellowship, focusing on the need to make space for relationships. And within that focus of fellowship, some talk about the critical need to ensure that children and families know that this congregation has committed to their spiritual development. Others express concern that this congregation ought ensure that older members receive care, visitation, and accompaniment. Some have said that it should be enough to say all are welcome. And yet others note that when the congregation does not commit to intentional practices of welcome, whole communities of people cannot see signs of their welcome. Surely some commitments don't even catch a glancing reference in these. The welcome statement drafted by the inclusion team in consultation with the congregation over the past several years puts it this way. At St. Andrew's Lutheran Church, we hold space for you, the full you, including your race, age, ethnic background, personality, experiences, gender identity, gender expressions, sexual orientations, and mental, spiritual, and physical needs. Here you are welcome to worship, pray, play, be baptized, get married, and celebrate Holy Communion. Together, we strive to eliminate human-caused barriers to a holy relationship with Jesus Christ and with one another. We hear the call to love our neighbor as a commitment to anti-racism and welcome for our LGBTQIA plus siblings. We pledge to work intentionally to further justice and inclusion. We strive to glorify God in the ways we care for each other, our communities, and our planet. Recognizing that we are all siblings in Christ, we celebrate, affirm, and welcome individuals and families in all their beautiful and varied compositions as a church that holds space just for you. We are better for having you and your unique voice here. Come just as you are. All of these commitments involve risk at some level. Whether focusing on relationship or fellowship or care for members or care for the larger community, for the poor, for the unhoused, for the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the imprisoned, or the commitments offered in the welcome statement, they call for intentional focus and attention. Saying that all are welcome suggests that a commitment to act in ways that all are welcome. All of these offer glimpses of a 21st century vision of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. These collective visions represent substantial risk. The congregation risks failing to live up to the intention, risks running afoul of current cultural, political, even religious understandings in the larger society. Yet not risking can also mean failing to accomplish, failing to grow into, failing to see Christ more fully. When one reads the story of John's arrest and Jesus' emerging ministry, the risk does not clearly present itself. But John certainly ran afoul of the government. And with post-resurrection eyes, so does the church know that Jesus ran afoul of religious and political leaders alike. His vision, his ministry, his care for those who lived on the margins in so many ways challenged the powers that be throughout that culture. Merely announcing the kingdom of heaven has come near presents a challenge to Caesar. It challenges the notion that that government is the highest order. When Jesus invites disciples, Peter and Andrew, James and John, surely they knew and understood the stakes. They could not know exactly how this ministry would progress, but they knew that any time faithful people stand against the authorities, political and religious, their movement risks a crushing response. Yet, in this time, when so many people hunger for good news, yearn for community where they can live authentically with welcome, affirmation, and belonging, the kingdom of heaven come near promises a countercultural way of being where absolutely all people are worthy of God's love, of God's forgiveness, of God's grace. Living in this way as a community in Christ's name challenges every member to live in new intention for the sake of all. So indeed, all are welcome. The kingdom of heaven comes near.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.